Good afternoon. I'm Matt Miller with this update of local and state news. The operator of the Trans-Alaska Pipeline is cutting its staff by 10%. That's according to a letter Alyeska Pipeline Service Company President Tom Barrett sent to state leaders yesterday. In the letter, Barrett says Alyeska is reorganizing to streamline its maintenance work, centralize its emergency response, and continue adding new technology. That means in addition to the layoffs, many current jobs at Alyeska will be modified. Barrett says employees at all levels of the organization will be affected at the company's locations across the state, including in Anchorage, Fairbanks, and Valdez. Alyeska currently employs about 800 people. Former U.S. Senator Mark Begich announced that he's staying in the race for governor. That sets up a three-way race between Begich, former state Senator Mike Dunleavy, and Governor Bill Walker.
It's a three-way race, so get used to it. We are focusing on what this race is about, the people of Alaska. Alaskans will need to make their choice of who they will support and vote accordingly. You cannot cut a deal on your values just to make sure one person or another becomes governor.
Both power brokers and conflicted voters have expressed concerns that the Democratic Begich and independent Walker will compete for the same voters. A recent poll commissioned by the AFL-CIO in Alaska found Dunleavy, a Republican, would win a three-way race by 10 points, but would lose to both Walker and Begich in a two-way race. Both Begich and Walker resisted calls to withdraw. 900,000 chum salmon. That was the catch by the Purse Seine fleet at Crawfish Inlet south of Sitka last Thursday, and it looks to be a new record chum catch for a one-day opening in southeast Alaska. Crawfish Inlet is a new remote release site for the Northern Southeast Regional Aquaculture Association, or NSARA. It's about 40 miles south of Sitka, and this is the second year for fish returning there. NSARA General Manager Steve Reifenstuhl says Thursday's catch is bigger than any one-day catch on record for the private nonprofit's hatchery at Hidden Falls on the opposite side of Baranof Island. The board of the private nonprofit Hatchery Association voted to have Crawfish Inlet as a priority area for the troll fleet this year and next. Reifenstuhl says there was no intention to have a seine opening there, let alone two.
There were so many fish. Silver Bay, who has the contract for the cost recovery, decided they were willing to put in a common property fishery. And the second one, it broke records for Southeast, is my understanding.
Reifenstuhl says the value of that one-day catch was over $6 million to the fishing fleet and $13 million wholesale. Another seine opening is planned for there for tomorrow. Weather forecast calls for partly sunny skies for today, partly cloudy skies for tonight. Temperatures between 45 and 70 degrees. I'm Matt Miller. That's the latest.